Welcome back to All Talk, 1-800-859-0957. You can text as well, 1-800-859-0WJR. I'm sure you'll remember March 22, 2021, there was gunfire opened up in King Superstore, killing two people in the parking lot and eight inside. It was a terrible, terrible situation, and the country watched in just horror. As just innocent people were being shot at the grocery store. It's just one of those big fears, like a mass shooting at a mall or something like that. You don't always hear what happened after all of that. And so we wanted to bring in Todd Flood with Flood Law and talk about this Colorado grocery store shooter case because this thing has gone to court now. And the shooter has been convicted of murdering 10 people. Todd, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kevin.
Yeah, I appreciate you being here. It seems like, a long time ago, March 22, 2021. But these things do take time. They work their way through the courts eventually. And hopefully, in most or all cases, justice is served. What's the process from getting to an incident to at the end a conviction? And what takes all that time as you go along the way? And then I suppose there could always be an appeal to this, and it still may not be final for a bit down the road.
Well, this is a case where mental illness came into play. So the shooter was diagnosed as being schizophrenic and had a severe mental illness. Now, the difference here, mental illness is whether or not you're competent to stand trial. It does not automatically mean you are insane and you have the insanity defense. So it took a long time to get him through the process so he could appreciate, understand what was going on and assist in his defense. So that part and parcel was the biggest problem. We have that all the time where you have to go to the forensic center in cases where there's mental illness and you make the referral. You do that in the district court level. If, for example, in Detroit, we do that in the 36th district court level. We fill out a form, and then in that form, we, as a defense attorney, you would seek that, and always the prosecution is going to concur with this because they don't want to do it twice. So you want to do it one time right. The person is in custody 9 times out of 10 anyway. So they go to the forensic center and they have to appreciate what's going on, how they can help, who the president is, where the court is, what's the court about. It's a very low standard, but when you have severe mental illness, you still have to see if you can get that person, that defendant, to that place. So this was not a question of whether or not he did this crime. He was obviously the shooter and the killer. Now, the second part that took so long is that he did insert an insanity defense. So in Michigan, you have to give notice. You have to do that 30 days prior to trial, but you're going to do it way before then anyway, because you have to have testing done. You have your experts, the government has their experts, and it all revolves around facts here. This guy, this shooter, he took his clothes off at the end, his shirt and his pants, to show everybody, hey, listen, don't kill me. I don't have a bulletproof vest on. I'm not armed. Don't shoot me. He was acting as though he knew the difference and had the appreciation in his mind, that he could understand and evaluate the wrongfulness of what he did. On the flip side, the defense tried to bring in that he was schizophrenic. He was hearing voices, and his mother and father talked about how he was delusional, how he thought people were following him, how he got, after COVID, put into a position where he was really out of his mind. However, as I have said to your listeners countless times, give me the facts. What are the facts? And the facts in this shooting and how he demonstrated himself, he demonstrated to the jury through the prosecution's case in chief that he absolutely did know about enjoying the killing and talking about killing.
Yeah, he was saying it was fun during the shooting. And
exactly.
But he knows this is fun. He knows to take his shirt off and show that he's not armed so that he doesn't get killed. But then he says, "I don't know right from wrong." But it wasn't it, at first. He was deemed incompetent for the trial, right? For a bit.
Right. So incompetency does not equate insanity. Incompetency just means you can't appreciate. You can have a mental illness. You can have a mental illness not appreciate the courtroom, not understand the defense, not understand where you're at and what you're doing in that setting. But that does not automatically equate that you're insane. If he poured milk over his head, and we had this case. We had this here in 2002 in Michigan, where my dear mentor Augustus Hutting tried the Oliver French trial with the mass shooting that took place in the factory, if you remember Oliver French.
Right.
And what he did and how he did it. And we convicted him at that time. And we showed that, Augie was one of the best, but he showed the axe. Now, if he, as it was said back then, came out and poured milk over his head, howled at the moon, and only took his clothes off because he didn't want demons to come down and grab him, that might, get a psychiatrist, the Dr. Clark, who was, the foremost expert in our state and probably the country back in the time, in the forensic center, to say, there is the inability for him to appreciate the difference of right and wrong. But here we follow the model penal code. In Colorado, they follow what is called the model penal and the trigger and McNaughton test, which basically is saying, can he appreciate the difference between his act of right and wrong? Mental illness does not give you an automatic green card to that of insanity.
So he's convicted. We only have a minute left, but he's convicted. He'll serve life in prison without parole. Colorado does not have a death penalty. This is not one of those deals where he'll serve life in a hospital or until he proves he's better. He's full on, full in.
He's full on, full in. Now, if he had mental illness conviction but mentally ill, he would go to a forensic psych center, but that wasn't part of the deal. So you're right, 1,000%. He's in the prison system. And he will get medical treatment in the prison system, but that medical treatment is the same medical treatment any prisoner may receive.
All right. Todd Flood, managing partner at Flood Law. We appreciate your expertise in looking into this. A fascinating case. Interesting defense. Did not work this time around. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Kevin, as always, my friend. Be well.
All right. Have a great week. That's going to do it for All Talk. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Paul W. Smith is next with Focus. You're listening to WJR on 760 AM.